It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to play the Harris Challenge by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. This is how you know your weekend has begun. When you play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. And if you have not played in the last two months, 60 days, then you can get in here. And I will tell you, this is the last time you get to play on a show that is full of those unbelievable political commercials. Next Friday, when I come in here, we will not have any of that. We will not have anybody telling you, so-and-so is bad for Missouri, so-and-so is bad for Illinois, so-and-so is bad for America, so-and-so is bad for the Milky Way. Boy, that's really getting out of control, isn't it? Bad for the Milky Way. And I'm not talking about the candy bar. I'm talking about the entire galaxy. That's how bad my opponent is. You won't have any of that. This is the last time today. Well, you'll have to have it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I just won't be here. That's what I'm saying. So if you want to play the Harris Challenge, get in here now, and maybe you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also,
I'm trying to mix it up.
A Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. Choose that. Two locations there. They have one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And we have Werenberg movie passes for you to choose from. A few movies there that are just out and some that have been out. Also, from the Playhouse at Westport Plaza, we have tickets for you for Forbidden Broadway. It is running November 3rd through the 13th.
This is the opening weekend.
Yes, it is. Opening weekend. Forbidden Broadway. So you can check that out if you like.
All right. And if you get all the questions right, you get a bonus prize. We call it a clean sweep.
That's right. We'll give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
All right. Let's meet the first contestant for today's Harris Challenge. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
I'm in total agreement with you. I'm sick of all those silly ads.
Okay.
Those campaign ads.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Just Serenity come. Now.
Serenity Wednesday. Maybe. I don't know. It's entirely possible we spin out of orbit and go hurtling into the sun.
Yes.
In which case, by the way, Dan, I won't be here for the show next week.
All right.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like that you can choose from, led, of course, by our number one category every week. Have you been paying attention? Category two is World Series leftovers. And category three, it's better than vote for me. Which one would you like?
Let's do the leftovers. I'm curious what that means.
All right, let's find out. 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, until this week, no World Series Game 7 had ever gone to extra innings.
False.
That is false. Now that the Cubs have won, what team has the longest championship drought in a major American sports league?
For World Series winner?
No. Any of the four major American sports.
I'll go with the Indians.
It's the Arizona Cardinals, going back to their days here and in Chicago. 1947. Wednesday's Game 7 got the highest ratings of any World Series game since 2001. Who won that series?
Arizona.
No, they lost to the Yankees. David Ross became the oldest person to hit a home run in Game 7 of the World Series. What position does he play for the Cubs?
Catcher.
Correct. Which of these existed the last time the Cubs won the World Series? Canned beer, the Ford Model T, or the electric guitar?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the Model T.
The Ford Model T. Henry Ford had just brought out the Model T. You are correct. And by the way, the other times there has been a Game 7 in extra innings, Florida-Cleveland, 1997, Minnesota-Atlanta, 1991, and then you have to go back to the Washington Senators and the New York Giants in 1924. But it has happened three times before, so you were right to say false when I asked.
And Florida-Cleveland, Edgar Renteria got the winning hit for that one.
Okay.
So I don't have to listen to Clinton and Trump have to sing a song.
No, I don't have any either of them. Well, I can't say that, actually. I don't want to spoil it because somebody else might have to be. The good thing here is that you got the 1, the 4, and the 5 for 10 points, Chris, and you're a winner.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I will go to our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, what happened?
He won, but the Diamondbacks did win in 2001.
They did?
Yes.
I read it wrong?
Colin is on the line all the way over to the right.
Well, I'm not talking to him. No, okay. I don't want to talk to him.
Colin has all the information about who got the winning hit.
I don't care.
I think it's only right we hear.
All right, go ahead and gloat.
Luis Gonzalez hit a single off the end of his bat over a drawn-in Derek Jeter in the bottom of the final inning to win the World Series for the Arizona Diamondbacks in 7 games.
Well, that's right. You were living there at the time, right?
I was at the game.
Oh, see?
Oh.
First person experience.
Ian, do you ever hear me calling in the middle of a newscast to interrupt? and correct Colin? Because occasionally even Colin Jeffrey makes a mistake, but
right.
Do I call in and interrupt live in the middle of a newscast?
No.
Well,
no,
I know Chris even kind of questioned that, too, when you said, no, the Yankees. And Chris went, well, I don't know.
Paul's the expert here. He's the trivia guy.
I'm sorry.
Unlike the person who's here Monday through Thursday, I do make mistakes.
Yes.
And this is one of them. Have a good weekend, Colin.
You too. Bye.
Oh, Colin wouldn't have called in Monday through Thursday.
No.
Hey, Colin.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. If you ever hear Mike Evans make a mistake, don't call.
No.
Please.
I will not. No.
Good. Talk to you next week. And Chris, congratulations. You got 13 points. You're still a winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prize. And,
wait. Okay, hold on. Wait. You got Chris punched up. You need to put him back on.
No, I don't.
Dan's talking
to him. Yeah. Gotcha. This is Jim, our second contestant. Enough with the correcting the host. We're going to have a moratorium on that. I'm good, Jim. How are you today?
All right.
You want to plug something?
Yeah. Say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Categories are, have you been paying attention? It's better than vote for me, or not a good way to become president.
Oh, boy. Let's go. Have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which news network fired Donna Brazile this week when it discovered she had leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton?
CNN.
Correct. In an excerpt from her upcoming book, which Fox News personality details how Roger Ailes sexually harassed her for months?
Megyn Kelly.
Correct. Which governor's 2 aides were found guilty of all charges in the Bridgegate scandal today?
Governor Christie.
Correct. True or false? Because Muslims are not allowed to eat pork, there are no pigs left in the entire nation of Afghanistan.
True.
No, it's false. There's one. His name is Khanzir and he lives in the Kabul Zoo. Which luxury retail chain, in addition to its expensive clothing and furniture, made headlines this week for selling frozen collard greens for $66 plus $15 shipping?
Wow.
Luxury retail chain.
You got me.
This is why they're known as needless markup. It's Neiman Marcus. By the way, if you go to your grocery store and get the same quantity of collard greens, it'll cost you about $2. Not the $80 it'll cost you after the cost plus the shipping.
Nice markup.
Jim, you got the 1, the 2, and the 3 for 6 points, and that means I am going to have to punish you. And because this is the last weekend before the election, I figure let's get any of our favorite election stuff from this year back and use it again. And one of the creepiest things we heard all year long was Carly Fiorina, failed Republican candidate, on stage. After she had endorsed Ted Cruz, another failed Republican candidate, she sang to Ted's kids on stage. Remember this?
I know 2 girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day, we get to play. We get to play.
Mommy, Auntie Carly is being
freaky
again. She's acting like a stalker again, Mommy. Make her stop.
Is that on iTunes?
Yeah, good luck with that. Jim, have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye.
Here's our third contestant. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing, John?
Good. You want to plug something?
Why is traffic stuck on 170 completely to a dead stop?
We'll find out in a few minutes from Tim Weiland.
Yeah.
In the meantime, which category do you want? We have It's Better Than Vote For Me, Not a Good Way to Become President, or People in the News?
It's Not a Good Way to Become President.
Not a Good Way to Become President. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who became president when John Kennedy was assassinated in 1963?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Correct. Who became president when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1865?
The other Johnson, I can't think of his first name.
Andrew is correct. Who became president when Richard Nixon resigned in 1974?
Ford, right?
Correct. Who became president when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901?
Cleveland?
Teddy Roosevelt.
No.
Who became president when James Garfield was assassinated in 1881?
My wife would know this. We'll go Cleveland again. What the hell?
Haven't you learned that this week Cleveland is not the correct answer for anything?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Chester A. Arthur.
Yeah, wouldn't have known that.
Mark, you got the one, the two, and the three. Six points, and I have to punish you again. We're not going back to Carly here. Instead, we'll go to the Democratic side for failed presidential candidate Martin O'Malley. For some reason, decided to go on a TV show and sing a Taylor Swift song.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad. So take a look at what you've done. But maybe now we got bad blood.
Hey! Now we got
bad. And now we can't solve.
The audience claps along like this
really
is good.
And baby, now we got bad blood.
Okay, that's enough of that. I'm sorry, sorry you had to hear that, Mark, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll go to our next contestant now. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Just fine, Paul. How are you?
Good. Plug something for me.
Okay, I want to say hi to my sister, Linda, who listens to your show every week.
Oh, that's nice. Hi, Linda. Which category would you like? We have It's Better Than Vote For Me or People in the News.
Let's try Better Than Vote For Me.
Okay. You know, Donald Trump has the slogan, Make America Great Again. Hillary Clinton has the slogan, Stronger Together. This is about other presidential candidates and their slogans. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won in 1992 using the slogan, Putting People First?
Bill Clinton.
Correct. Who won in 1984 using the slogan, It's Morning Again in America?
Ronald Reagan.
Correct. Who lost in 1996 using the slogan, A Better Man for a Better America?
I believe it's Bob Dole.
That's correct. Who won in 1928 using the slogan, A Chicken in Every Pot and a Car in Every Garage?
Okay, I always get this confused. It's either Hoover or Coolidge. Let me go with Herbert Hoover.
The correct answer is Herbert Hoover. And here's your five-pointer. Who lost in 1964 using the slogan, In Your Heart, You Know He's Right?
Barry Goldwater.
You couldn't get much more right than Barry Goldwater, and more right than you, Larry. You got the clean sweep.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about all your prizes, plus the bonus from Candice's, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Here comes our final contestant today. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Plug something.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And here's our final category for today, People in the News. 60 seconds on the clock, Daniel. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who gave a speech this week complaining that our culture has gotten too mean?
Melania Trump.
Correct. Which disgraced former congressman who's still making headlines in the presidential campaign checked into a sex addiction treatment center this week?
Weiner.
Anthony Weiner, yeah. Who performed her song Daddy Lessons with the Dixie Chicks at the CMAs this week?
Pass.
Who reached a $31 million settlement this week in a case centered on Gawker's publication of a sex tape featuring him and a former friend's wife?
Hulk Hogan.
Correct. Which American action movie star was granted Russian citizenship by Vladimir Putin this week?
Steven Seagal.
That's correct. Back to the three-pointer. You need this for the clean sweep. Who performed her song, Daddy Lessons, with the Dixie Chicks at the CMAs this week?
Madonna.
Queen B. Beyonce.
Okay.
That's okay, Daniel. You still got all the rest of the questions for 12 points, and you're a winner as well. Nicely done.
Great. Thank you.
And the good news for all of us is we don't have to hear any of this political punishment music anymore, just like we don't have to see the commercials anymore as we go forward with the Harris Challenge post-election next Friday and every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And don't forget, you can check past episodes of the challenge by going to my website, harrisonline.com.